And I'd like now to welcome Diane Karp. She's the director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, and she's with us here many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte. Good morning, Santa Fe.
Good morning, everybody. So, okay, what's some of your picks for next week?
Oh,
this coming weekend and next week.
There's amazing stuff that's going on this week. There's amazing stuff that goes on every week. But let's start with today. The Center for Contemporary Arts is going to have an annual group show, and that's from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. tonight. And speaking of group shows, there are several other really interesting group shows. Chiaroscuro up on Chiaroscuro Contemporary Art up on Canyon Road has the Spring Thaw group show that opens at 5 tonight. Eggman and Walrus Art Emporium has a couple of interesting exhibitions. One is called Birdland, and it's their group show. And the other thing that they're showing is Monomyth, which is the group show of work by the Site Santa Fe young curators, and that opens at 5:30 tonight. Llewellyn Gallery.
I love the young curators thing.
Yeah, yes, they do some amazing work. Llewellyn Gallery's downtown has Bernard Schut, and it's called Coastal Memories. Very beautiful, large
Bernard
paintings.
Bernard Schut? C-H-A-E-T?
Yes.
Oh, I remember him. He was back in Connecticut when I was a high school student.
Exactly, and that's where he's from. And these are paintings, so if you have a yen for water, if you want to see the coast, if you want to see oceans, stop by at Llewellyn Galleries. Another really neat exhibition is at Liquid Light Gallery, which is the glass gallery down on Baca Street. Baca Street is becoming a pretty happening spot.
Yeah, it is.
And there's
indeed
great stuff going on, and it's called Glass Hatch. It's the work of Kay Hamilton and Elodie Holmes. That also opens at 5 o'clock tonight. One more that I'm going to recommend to people is if you want a little bit of calm beauty, you can stop by at Touching Stone Gallery on Old Santa Fe Trail for Tanba Modernism, which is a selection of very beautiful, elegant ceramics by Keiichi Shimizu. And there's an opening reception this evening as well at 5 o'clock, so you could have yourself quite a fine Friday night this first Friday of April.
Indeed. And I feel sort of silly saying this, but you could also have a kitty cat.
You could. We wait on Fridays for your kitty cat selection to bring just a little bit of the opposition of Easter.
Well,
because we know what kitty cats do to bunnies.
What do they do to bunnies?
They chase them.
Oh, do they?
So
do terriers.
So do terriers.
Yeah, but in the pictures that you get in your email, they snuggle up to the bunnies and look cute together with their little kitty and bunny faces right next to each other, surrounded in Easter egg fluff.
That's right. And you need to describe that bunny so that someone will want to come and take it away as an Easter special.
So this week's featured cat is Marius. He's a bit shy, but he's a sweet kitten and is getting love in his foster home and will make a perfect and playful companion. He's a handsome boy with a short black coat. If you're interested in adopting Marius, please call 316-2281 or email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com or go to fandfnm.org.
In terms of classical music tonight, Rachel Poger is going to be doing all performing. She's a violinist. She's going to be performing all of the Bach solo sonatas and partitas.
I heard about that. That's so awesome.
It will be a phenomenal concert this evening. Baroque violin is one of my favorites. And this is being presented by the Santa Fe Pro Musica. It's at 7:30 tonight at the Loreto Chapel. Another opportunity is Schola Cantorum of Santa Fe, who is going to be performing tonight as well. And there is no charge. It's called Good Friday Reflections, Sacred Music at the Santuario de Guadalupe.
I'm glad you read that, because I was just about to.
Excellent. And then if we want a little bit of theater and dance, tonight and Saturday night, Arcos Dance Spring Repertory Concert, which is professionals and professional dancers, are going to be performing at 7:30 at Moving People Dance Performance Space. The other opportunity is Our Town, which is the amazing Thornton Wilder play about turn-of-the-century small-town America, which is really beautifully done, and it's at the Santa Fe Playhouse. It's sort of small-town America in a small-town theater in a small city, and I recommend it to everyone.
Scott Harrison. Ironweed Productions.
Yes, and he has done a beautiful job directing this. It runs Thursdays through Saturdays, and it's something that everyone should see if they can get to before April 15th, which is when it closes.
Yeah.
And the last thing is Mind Over Matter tonight. There's a talk about Descartes, and Stuart Werner is going to be talking at the Great Hall at Peterson Student Center at St. John's.
Excellent. So the Indigenous, what's today?
Today is Friday.
Today is Friday. So Thursday and
it's
Friday of next week.
Go ahead. Talk
about it because we won't be until Friday. And Thursday and Friday of next week in Albuquerque at the University of New Mexico Student Union Building is the Indigenous Book Festival 2012. So there will be all sorts of presenters and topics and dialogues and things going on around Indigenous books and literature. So check that out for more information, 277-3917.
And you can also find them online. I was going to mention that as well when
I got
to Thursday. But, yeah, it's
Oh, you chronological kind of, thing.
I am a chronological thing. But it's really wonderful to have a strong and vital presence of Native scholars and writers who can speak from the place to add to our discourse. Tomorrow, Saturday, there's an opening, speaking of Native, there's an opening at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts, and that's one of those museums that has added immeasurably to the discourse and to the issues that have always been part of Santa Fe, but were never presented in the same sort of structural and deep way. And they have an opening reception from 3 to 5 tomorrow of Topaz Jones. She's a very gifted artist called Unpredictable Bliss. Doesn't that sound like something you want to go and see?
I think unpredictable is the best kind. I mean, predictable bliss is okay.
Well, you know, there's this wonderful line that that I always love from literature that says the most predictable forms of pleasure are... I'm going to come back to that one. I just blanked.
No, you're just leaving it mysterious.
Yes, I will come back and clarify.
Well, speaking of Native also, Gail Haggard, owner of Plants of the Southwest and educator in Southwest Plants, will present Native Pollinators tomorrow, April 7th at 10 o'clock at Plants of the Southwest. For more information, you can call them at 438-8888. And good time to start thinking about your plants.
Exactly. Time to be thinking about the garden, but be real careful about what you put in, because every year I get slammed by the weather, thinking boldly that I'm from the East Coast and I can get it right.
Forget about that.
Yes, you really do have to wait until Memorial Day. Another thing that's happening tomorrow.
No, but you can still do stuff. You can water your lilacs
and you can mulch, and you can go back and prune, and you could do lots of things. Solar Circus is going on tomorrow, Saturday, and this is something for the whole family. You can learn about the sun and enjoy the outdoors viewing sunspots and prominences. They're large, bright features leaping outward from the sun's surface. They're kind of like sun storms, but it's from 2 to 4 p.m. Tomorrow at Cerrillos Hills State Park. And for those who have never been out to Cerrillos Hills State Park, it is worth a visit.
Excellent. And then on Monday, the Black Art Studio, New Concept Gallery, and the Council on International Relations invite you for a reception for a Nigerian artist, Tunde Odunlade, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday at the New Concept Gallery, 610 Canyon Road. He will talk on art for nation building and about current events going on and issues in Nigeria and relate them to recent work that he is doing. So 4 o'clock, New Concept Gallery. He's a good artist. I had him on the show last year.
Yeah, he's talented. And after you're done doing that, you should think about moving over to the Santa Fe Art Institute. At 6 o'clock, there's going to be an exhibition opening and a lecture by the visiting artist at Santa Fe Art Institute for the month of April. Her name is Ida Kleitrep, and it's kind of wonderful because Kleitrep means a hill of clay. She's a ceramicist by training. She also has anthropology in her background, and she's been traveling around the world studying acequias. And so she's going to be talking about the acequia and how she sees it within her work. And there are going to be some rather marvelous surprises as part of her presentation. The exhibition opens on Monday, and we invite everybody to come and see the exhibition, hear Ida talk about acequias and art.
And listen to the Radio Cafe on Monday morning, because she'll be here.
That's right. There's also going to be a community workshop that we have collaborated on with the Santa Fe Rail Yard Stewards. That's on the 21st, the day of the Acequia Madre cleaning. And there's going to be a workshop that she's doing at the Acequia Madre Elementary School with the kids.
Excellent.
On Tuesday, Juan Cidi Flamenco Theater is going to be performing at the Lensic. So I recommend that highly. And also on Tuesday, God Bless the Lannan Foundation. They have one of their talks on Tuesday night. It's going to be Phyllis Bennis, who is a gifted writer and analyst. She directs the New Internationalism Project at the Institute for Policy Studies in D.C. She's a fellow of the Transnational Institute in Amsterdam, and she is going to be she's going to do a reading and then have a conversation with David Barsamian. It's 6:30 p.m. It's listed as being at the Lensic. It is not at the Lensic. It's at the James A. Little Theater, and it's part of the Lannan In Pursuit of Cultural Freedom series.
Excellent.
Another thing on Tuesday night, for those of you who are interested in botany, the Santa Fe Botanical Garden lecture is at 2 p.m. on Tuesday in the afternoon at the Museum of International Folk Art, and Michael Pullman is going to be talking about royalty rampant, power on display at Hampton Court Palace and their gardens.
Now, Shona Slovakia, and of course I am in hopelessly non-chronological order, as usual. Shona Slovakia World Fusion Dance Band is playing at El Farol tomorrow night, Saturday, from 9 to 1:30 in the morning, and they're always great fun and a great dance band.
Wednesday night, in concert at the Lensic, is one of the more exciting evenings of music that we're going to have in Santa Fe for a while. It's called Sierra Maestra. It's a group of classic Cuban musicians.
Soneros,
exactly. So do you want to talk a little bit about son and its origins with the Haitian
influx
to Cuba?
Son is beautiful, yeah. I mean, son is a combination of African and Haitian and French and Spanish music that came together in the countryside, played with the simplest instruments. Before they had horns, they were playing just strings and jugs and clay pots and things like that, and it became an ever more sophisticated
and vocals
form. And vocals, of course,
vocals.
And percussion always as it came into the cities. But it's a beautiful form of music, and everybody knows about the Buena Vista Social Club reviving, being a kind of son revival, but Sierra Maestra has been doing it for a really long time, and they do quite a beautiful range of music. It's not just old-fashioned son, kind of archaeological, you know, freeze frame in history, something like that. They're wonderful musicians. I own a bunch of their discs. I've played them a lot on, my evil twin DJ Carlota has played them a lot on Somos Son.
Yes.
On Saturday afternoons, which, by the way, is a show that you all can listen to. There's so many great music shows on KSFR, and Somos Son is on Saturdays from 5 to 7, followed by the reggae show, preceded by the Native American show. But anyway, Sierra Maestra is not to be missed. I've been trying to
Absolutely.
Get them on the radio. I hope I can I hope we can get them on the radio next week. I'm not sure when they're coming into town. They're also playing in Albuquerque, I think, at the National Hispanic Cultural Center.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's great. But I recommend
but they're playing
it highly. It's going to be a fabulous night of
rock
music.
Rock the house.
Rock the house at the Lensic. Thank you, Bob Martin. What a genius you are.
Yep.
If you're not up for Afro-Cuban music, however, there is a talk called Keen Eyes, Recovering Bertha Parker's Lost Contributions to Indigenous Archaeology. And anthropologist Margaret Bruchak is going to talk about Bertha Parker, who was the first Native American archaeologist. That's at noon at SAR. SAR is, it's worth visiting just to see SAR, but it should be a fabulous talk on Wednesday. It's their lunchtime talks, and people should begin to think about taking advantage of some of the amazing scholars that SAR brings.
School for Advanced Research on Garcia Street.
660 Garcia Street. Check it out.
And the Santa Fe Conservation Trust is having La Piedra Volunteer Work Days. They need volunteers to help build the new La Piedra Trail, which we'll probably talk about in the spring when all the trails are built. But meanwhile, volunteer work days are tomorrow and the 14th and the 21st of April. So Saturdays from 9 to 1. And if you go to sfct.org/registration, you can sign up or just go to Santa Fe Conservation Trust website and give them a call. And you got to be at least in a little bit good shape, enough to do some hiking and to do a little bit of work.
Well, but definitely worthwhile. You feel like you're making a major contribution, you'll be learning a lot as well. Some really interesting exhibitions that are up that aren't necessarily opening tonight or this week, but well worth going to look at. James Kelly Contemporary, which is right there at the rail yard, has an exhibition called Place Series. They are new photographs by Bill Jacobson. It'll be up until May 12th, and Jacobson is a very interesting and very smart photographer. He spent a long time in his early career doing sort of out-of-focus photography that were portraits and landscapes, but he's been using a 4x5 view camera since 92, and he's decided to take the sharp edge that kind of a camera can provide and really focus on it in a way that is quite engaging. It's about human presence in the landscape so that the basic structure is minimal. It's about rectangular systems and sharp edges, and the photographs are just beautiful. So I recommend that you find some time, get over to James Kelly Contemporary and take a look.
And can I tell one?
Yeah.
Poetry at Paul's presents Debbie Brody and Teresa Gallion, poets at the Lucky Bean Cafe, formerly Borders Books at San Busco, on Saturday, tomorrow, at 5 o'clock, and an open mic after the reading. And they have asked us to consider also buying a cup of coffee or tea or something to support the cafe. They have a nice menu, and they have vegan and gluten-free, and they've been very supportive of poetry events.
Zane Bennett Contemporary, one of those galleries that really contributes dramatically to the quality of the cultural life of Santa Fe, has an exhibition up of prints by James Drake, our near and dear artist of Santa Fe, and also prints by George Basilitz. And it's an interesting combination that they've put together, and definitely worth taking some time to go and look at it.
I interviewed George Basilitz.
Did you really?
Yeah, like 15 years ago, more than that, before I started doing radio. We did an audio tour for his big show at the Guggenheim. I was working for an audio tour company.
When Neo-Expressionism was hot.
I know, and he what he does is he all his images are upside down, but he doesn't paint them right side up and turn the canvas
That's
over.
Right.
He paints them upside down.
He deals with the pull of gravity in a way that is extraordinary, because it's very disconcerting. And what you come away with is we really do live in a world where things are upside down and topsy-turvy and challenging.
And a lot of time I take notes in my notebook from back to front. And I was, when we were there we went to his castle. I was taking notes from the back from the back of my notebook. And he looks at me, he goes, "You're writing from the back of your notebook." And I was like, Well, you paint upside down.
Yeah, exactly. It was a perfect combination. Santa Fe Clay has the summer workshop artists preview and selections that are from the Diane and Sandy Besser collection. And that's up through the 7th of April. So if everybody can take a little bit of time, swing by Santa Fe Clay, another great resource.
Another
important part of the cultural landscape.
The film Shakespeare Behind Bars will be screening on Thursday, April 12th at 7 o'clock at the Real NM, R-E-E-L, Real NM Film Series. And lots of things going on that night. It's at the Performance Space at La Tienda in El Dorado at 7 Caliente Road. And I guess to find out more, just Google La Tienda in El Dorado.
Well, there are a lot of things that people should know about in terms of submissions and nominations, and I'm going to give you a list.
Oh, good.
The ArtSmart Scholarship submissions are now being forwarded. It's a scholarship that's awarded to a high school senior planning to pursue art or art education, and you need to have a portfolio with a letter of recommendation delivered to Diane Dean at 102 East Water Street by Friday, April 27th. And you can find that listing with all these listings at the back of this week's PASA. The City of Santa Fe Annual Arts Awards nominations are being requested for the Mayor's Recognition Awards for Excellence in the Arts, open to individuals and organizations. And you can get that information. The forms are available online at santafeartscommission.org, or you can call 955-6707. The 2012 Santa Fe Film Festival and the 2012 Santa Fe Independent Film Festival, this always amazes me.
It confuses everybody,
are asking for feature-length narrative and documentaries to the film festival and asking for short and feature-length films to the independent film festival. Check that out. Get your films in. The other thing that's wonderful is that Santa Fe Bandstand, which provides entertainment for the public in the evenings during the summer, is now asking for people to submit their discs, their tapes.
Cool.
And that's another thing. The other, which is really important, is that the city is now looking for nominations for its Poet Laureate. And it's time.
Yes.
It's time to get those submissions in.
Sad Tuesdays, new work by Peter Gray Hurley, is at the Caldera Gallery at 926 Baca Street. And there's an opening tonight from 5 to 9, and yet another one of those galleries in the Baca Street area, which, as you mentioned, is really great.
There's amazing music, and thank you so much to Rob DeWalt, who is always here, even when he's not here. His Sound Waves piece in the Pasatiempo is talking about Megafon, which is going to be performing at Santa Fe Soul, 7:30 p.m., Sunday, April 8th, a nice way to celebrate Easter. So here's my Easter riddle.
Uh-oh.
What do you get when you pour boiling water down a rabbit hole? You get hot cross bunnies.
On Wednesday, April 11th at Collected Works Bookstore, the shared reading series features local authors Sarah Leamy and Valerie Stocking for reading from their second novels. Leamy's book is called Lucky Shot, a novel of sex, death, and photography. And Valerie Stocking's novel is The Promised Land and illustrates the racial tensions in a small Florida town in the 1960s. And then on Thursday, April 12th, at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore, Military Religious Freedom Foundation founder Mikey Weinstein is presenting his new book, No Snowflake in an Avalanche, which I've just been reading this. I'm going to have him on the air next week. It's about military evangelical presence in the armed forces, and I mean, there are people who've been, it's unbelievable.
Do you remember?
Who've been denied medical care because they won't convert to evangelical Christianity, people who've been beaten to a pulp, people who've been kicked out of the Air Force.
Do you remember that constitutional piece about the separation of church and state?
Yeah, that's what
so
his
much
whole thing.
For that.
The Military Religious Freedom Foundation is all about this First Amendment thing, and he's written this sort of impassioned book about it, but it's definitely worth listening to.
If you would like to engage in not only good music, but a good cause, tonight, April 6th at 5 p.m. at Warehouse 21, is going to be I Heart Bass and Boobies. It's a benefit for breast cancer, and it should be a really fine concert.
I'm okay. Speechless.
Saturday, April 21st, which is out ahead of us, just for the record, is a record store day, a time to celebrate independent vinyl record stores.
Nice.
And while we're at it, Santa Fe is gifted with an amazing array of independent bookstores, collected works.
17 independent bookstores.
And we have independent vinyl record stores in the vicinity. Most of them are down in Albuquerque, but we do have some here in Santa Fe. And we are a lucky city for having it.
We have more independent bookstores than Harvard Square.
We have more independent bookstores than most major cities.
I know.
And that's a reflection of our community and our need to support open ideas
it
and independent.
Canyon Road Contemporary Art and the Poet Conspiracy present a poetry reading tonight at 7 o'clock at Canyon Road Contemporary Art at 403 Canyon Road. Donald Levering, Wayne Lee, and Gary Worth Moody. And I've had Wayne Lee on, and he's lovely. And Donald Levering has written a lot of poetry books. He's a former NEA Fellow in Poetry, featured poet of the Academy of American Poets online forum. And Wayne Lee has been a commercial fisherman, professional actor and dancer, journalist, college instructor, Gary Worth Moody. Anyway, amazing, amazing people. For more information, call 983-0433 and check it out.
Okay. There are some lovely things that are going on for kids this weekend. You can take your children on the Santa Fe Southern Railway's Easter trains. But if you're not up for something that's quite that expensive, you can stop by at Beehive Kids Books on Saturday for an Easter egg hunt and story time. You can always go by the collected works on the school days when they have story times. Great Easter books at collected works. And isn't it a great confluence that this weekend is not only Easter, but it's also Passover.
Yeah.
And so there are all kinds of amazing things that you can do with your children involving eggs and spring holidays and liberation and freedom, and I recommend them all to you.
I happen to be of the somewhat agnostic bent that
somewhat
that
it's like being
all spring holidays
pregnant.
are pagan holidays.
Well, in fact, we know that. Every religion that begins always takes the best of what they find around them. But the thing that's amazing is the direct relationship between Passover and Easter, and it is one of the oldest. Passover is literally the oldest holiday within the Judeo-Christian calendar. So, worth thinking about how we treat other people and what the issues of religious freedom really mean, especially at this particular moment in time.
And don't forget, on that note, completely unrelated, to go dancing at the lodge tonight, salsa.
Salsa always.
Salsa now, salsa later, salsa forever.
Salsa always.
And lots of other dancing, too. I, for some reason, have last week's dance calendar out in front of me. But in any case, at least check out the lodge. They've got a great DJ there, and it's actually free admission. And just dance and drink and have fun.
And the other thing that's going on tonight at from 5 to 7 is Novelty, the art collective near and dear to all of our hearts. Our young art collective, Meow Wolf, is doing a series of experimental theater performances that are going to take place at Site Santa Fe in their lounge.
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 Guess what?
What?
I hear the music.
Oh, no,
it's
the music.
It's time to go. And as usual, we have not gotten to everything. And please forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. I do the best I can. If you want something read, send it on Thursday, the day before Friday.
Oh, so you'll be completely inundated and unable to read anything.
Well, there's a better chance than if you send it 2 weeks in advance. That's all I'm going to say. Diane Karp is the director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, which is on the web at sfai.org, 424-5050. Don't forget their wonderful events this coming Monday evening with Ida Kleiterp. And She is with us just about every Friday, many Fridays, speaking of the arts. I think you'll be here next week and Rob DeWalt the week after that.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend, Santa Fe.
Have a great weekend. Happy Easter. Happy everything.
Happy everything.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. Hasta la vista.